A city council referral for a women's advisory group was quietly dismissed after a staff memo indicated there was no need for it. A motion was made at a city council meeting 3 years ago by then city councilor Kelly Green, approved by all of council, to ask city staff to look into creating a women's advisory committee. There are currently 20 advisory committees and boards that provide feedback to city council on a wide range of issues, including food security, public art and programming. A memo, however, was sent to city councilors later to advise them that the establishment of a specific women's advisory committee was not a requirement to ensure the voice of women was heard through the advisory body process, explained city spokesperson Clay Adams. The item, however, didn't come back to a public meeting for discussion. Adams noted 48% of volunteers on the city's 20 advisory committees are women, and, furthermore, the city monitors women's issues, as they arise through existing advisory committees, delegations and trends. The city recently sent out an appeal for volunteers for various advisory committees and boards, saying there are 60 positions available on 16 committees. The committees, boards and commissions provide feedback to city council in areas ranging from arts, culture and heritage, to recreation, social development and environmental awareness. As for those currently running, more than 60 positions are now open on 16 committees and boards for terms beginning in January. Positions are open on the Library Board, the Accessibility Advisory Board, the Public Art Advisory Board, the YVR Environmental Advisory Committee, the Minoru Center for Active Living Program Committee, among others. The council-appointed roles are voluntary and committee sizes vary, as do the length of terms. For more information, including a list of vacancies, application guidelines and the application form, go to www.richmond.ca/advisory or call 604-276-4007.